It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. On our ship schedule today, we have 4 inbounders, we have 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea, and we have 2 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, well, the winds are dying down a bit after a gusty start to the week. Today, we can expect west winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 knots early in the morning. Wind waves from the west, 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 4 feet at 7 seconds apart. And I thought we'd look again at the Columbia River Bar forecast, as we did yesterday. It's issued every day, and it just has so much interesting information about the mouth of the river. So in the main channel, we have general seas 2 to 4 feet today, but we have those two, we generally have 2 of them, 2 high tides and 2 low tides, but we have 2 max ebb tide periods where the current is the strongest in the river that it gets during that ebbing tidal cycle. So the first max ebb of the day, a strong ebb around 5:45 this morning, and seas were about 6 feet during that time, and the second around 6:15 p.m. today, seas to about 5 feet. So you see that they are about 12 hours apart. One tide is usually stronger than the other. High tides are also about 12 hours apart too. But high tide happens at a different time on the Columbia River Bar, say, than it does in Astoria and in Napa and in Portland. I've talked with you before about how the tidal, sort of the wave of the tidal influence moves up the river. And so that's one reason why we need tide tables to tell us what the tide is doing in different places around our region. You can find that on a tidal app. You can get a tide table, a paper tide table, say from a hardware store. They may have them at England Marine. You can also look online at websites like saltwatertides.com and look at the different locations and check what the tide will be when you're going to be in a certain place. Let's take a look at today's Columbia River ship schedule. We've got those 4 inbounders. Our first one is an ATB rig. That is an articulated tug and barge rig. This one is the Sound Reliance. She's owned by Crowley Maritime. They look a lot like a ship from a distance, kind of an odd-looking ship. But if you look at them closely, it's actually a tug that fits into a specially made barge, into the stern of the barge, and they're attached by really strong hydraulic pins and they can flex. And so the technology here allows the Sound Reliance to take this barge to a destination and in theory release it and pick up another one and go somewhere else. But another advantage of having an ATB rig is that instead of towing the barge way behind you at sea, the barge is really accessible. And so if there are any problems with it, the crew can just go onto the barge, which is essentially attached to the tug, and handle things that way. So it's a newer technology, although they've been around almost the entire 20 years or so that I've been doing the ship report. But compared to the technology of tugs and barges, which has been around a really long time, they're relatively new. So this one's coming from Ferndale, headed for Portland. Refined petroleum is her cargo. So maybe jet fuel, gasoline, biodiesel, something like that. Passing Astoria around 10:30 a.m. She could be in Portland by 4:30 p.m. The Global Striker is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. She's a bulk carrier. I think she may be carrying urea, which is an ingredient in fertilizer. Passing Astoria around 1 p.m. She could be in Portland by 7 p.m. The Grand Champion is a car carrier with Hyundais on board, so a big, high-sided, blocky-looking vessel arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland, the port of Portland, Hyundais on board. Passing Astoria, maybe around 1:30 p.m., we'll see her in Portland by about 7:30 p.m. The Ohio is our next inbounder. She's a petroleum tanker arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Portland. More refined petroleum there. She'll be passing Astoria, maybe around 8:30 p.m. She'll be in Portland around 2:30 a.m. on Thursday. So you can see that ships travel 24/7, travel on the river at all hours. It really depends on when they get here. So I would say I like to think of this sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep right away, that somewhere on the oceans of the world, there's a ship with a crew, maybe right here on the river, traveling, and they're awake too. In our outbounders, these are ships that are heading downriver and out to sea from upriver ports, including Portland and Vancouver. The Pacific Tracker is leaving Portland from the shipyard there at Swan Island. She's leaving around 8 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 2 p.m. She's a really interesting-looking ship. She belongs to the U.S. Department of Defense, so she's a U.S. military vessel. She is a missile tracking ship, so she works with the Department of Defense on missile testing and things like that. And she is homeported in the shipyard at Swan Island, so we often see her here on the river. And she's very distinctive in that she has these big radar arrays on deck, but they're encapsulated inside what look like giant golf balls. So when you see a ship going by with what looks like a couple of big golf balls on deck, I mean really big, you can't miss them. That is the Pacific Tracker. And she has a sister ship called the Pacific Collector that looks similar. And they both are homeported in Portland, and they do that specialized work for the military. Next outbound is the Broadway, leaving Vancouver, another refined petroleum carrier, leaving around 1:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7:30 p.m. The Taikoo Brilliance is leaving Portland carrying soda ash, leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The UBC Tokyo is a container ship leaving the Port of Portland around 3:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9:30 p.m. The Lake Geneva is a car carrier with Hyundais on board, leaving Portland, the Port of Portland, around 3:30 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 9:30 p.m. The Belle Fuji is a dry bulk carrier heading out of Portland, out of the Port of Portland with potash on board, another fertilizer ingredient, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. And in our Astoria anchorage, we have the Panagia Stenion. She will be heading for Vancouver to pick up wheat at about 10:30 a.m. And will be in Vancouver by about 4:30 p.m. And the ETG Aquarius is awaiting orders in the anchorage. And that means that eventually that she's sitting there with no cargo on board. So if you take a look at her, she's sitting very high in the water. And when she goes upriver to pick up that cargo, if you were able to watch her doing that, as she slowly loads her cargo, whatever it is, wheat is a good guess, she'll sink slowly. She'll hunker down in the water from the weight of that cargo. And by the time she passes the Astoria waterfront outbound, she'll be really pretty hunkered down in the water safely. This is what she is designed for and made for. So this keeps her stable at sea, and it is what she's built to do, which is carry lots of cargo. But the ships often do look very different heading downriver than they do when they come into the river, because most of our ships here are dry bulk carriers that arrive light and leave loaded. And that whole process of loading cargo, which most of us really do not see, is another whole universe of complexity that is part of the unseen world of the ships that we see here on the river. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.